Now to letters from the Evening News, which this week comment on the future of Wensum Lodge, the suffering of a local population, and a way to keep the bus pass scheme going. Pass payment ideas come from Steve Hewitt of ENTUA. I have read your report about concerns that local authorities will have to pick up the bill to fund the cost of the free bus scheme. East Norfolk Transport Users Association, ENTUA, has many times suggested that we feel a flat rate of 50 pence per journey made by those pass holders would give significant income to local authorities to continue with this most valued scheme. The 5.2 million journeys made by the pass holders in 2022 to 2023 in Norfolk would raise a valuable £2.5 million to help local authorities to continue funding the scheme.
Annie West of Norwich says, please rethink the Wensum Lodge sell-off. I very much hope Norfolk County Council will rethink its decision to sell off Wensum Lodge. Years ago, I travelled from North Norfolk to do a part-time teacher training course at Wensum Lodge. I subsequently spent over 10 years teaching various art classes. The experience taught me that the classes were not simply for teaching various skills, but that they were a really important social contact for many isolated people and vital for their mental health and well-being. Now that I live in Norwich, I attend various courses for my own mental health and well-being. Adult education is important, and Wensum Lodge, which I understand was gifted to the county use for community, County Council for community use, is where it and the arts should continue to be. We all know councils are struggling and need to find money from somewhere, but selling off community spaces is a short-term solution. A thriving art scene is good for the economy and improves areas. Once these important sites are sold to developers, they are gone forever, and our lives will be all the poorer.
John Marriott of Norwich comments on the suffering of a local population. The plight of British tourists caught up in the horrendous fires in Rhodes and Corfu is obviously dreadful, but it is disturbing to hear virtually nothing from our newspapers, TV and radio about the fate of local people there. They will suffer far more and for much longer than British holidaymakers. We are badly in need of some international solidarity and acknowledgement of the fact that the massive threat from global warming is a crisis facing the whole world, which demands a united response from us all. Our media has a responsibility to report beyond the confines of narrow self-interest.